Blog Talk Radio.
Not a second or another minute, not an hour or another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. I need an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in me. I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. The agony of being alone, fear of doing things on my own, the tests and trials that come to make me strong, the feelings of guilt, hurt, shame, and defeat, the ways of trials that beat upon me. But to know, Lord, that in you not another minute, Lord. Can't wait another day, oh, oh, Lord. Please make a way. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. First, give honor to God, who's the head of our life. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. Where your host is co-pastor Kashima Douglas and host pastor D.L. Douglas Sr.
I'm both co-pastor.
I didn't say pastor.
Oh, I thought you said co-pastor.
Are you in? Anyway, let me start this again. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to World Gospel Connection. Your hosts are co-pastor Kashima Douglas and Pastor D.L. Douglas Sr. See, y'all always in my business. Anyway, it is Wednesday, Thursday. Woo-hoo! I get crunk when we're coming on here. The scripture for this morning is Psalms 23:4. Even though I walk through the valley of the dark, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod, staff, and they comfort me. Psalms 23 and 4. Even though I walk the valley through the dark and valley. Oops, I'm blind this morning. Even though I walk through the valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your word and your staff, they comfort me. Remember the numbers 563-999-3628. Or if you need prayer, remember it's live. There's no telling what might happen when we're on here. But welcome. Get your seat, your pen and paper together, because the woman of God is going to come on here and show out. Again, remember the numbers 563-999-3628.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We're just excited about today. Today is Women's Day, Thursday. We have none other than our sister, our friend, the woman of God, the powerhouse of God, none other than Pastor Apostle LaShika Johnson will be with us. Huh? Listen, we live radio. We you know what? This live radio. But anyway, good morning. God bless y'all. We are just excited to have the woman of God that's going to be on board with us this morning. We're just, and I tell you, the joy of the Lord is our strength. You know, you could go through one of the most horrible times in your life. You can go through the most terrible times in your life. You can go through the most wrecked times in your life. But listen, when you learn how to have joy, even though that the sorrow is going on, you can have joy even though you got issues going on. You can have joy even though the storms are raging in your life. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. And that is our constant prayer. That is our constant and consistent way of looking at this thing in this life and in what God is doing in this hour. And again, we thank God for just being able to come on and share this morning with you guys the goodness of the Lord, the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Amen. We want to make sure that we acknowledge the countries that are listening in. We thank you guys so much for coming alongside and partnering with us to be a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. As you guys tune in, please remember to share, and share some more. The broadcast, the phone number, the website, all of that. Please continue to share that out and tag a friend, call a friend, call a neighbor, post it on your Facebook page, put it in your Instagram post, put it on your TikTok, I don't care what you do, put it out there. Let them know that Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air. Tune in, listen in, and be a part of what God is doing right now. And again, we thank you so much, all you guys that's overseas that's listening in. We have the United States, we have Canada, we have Brazil, we have Ghana, we have Guyana, we have Nigeria, we have South Africa, we have Jamaica, we have Germany, we have Saudi Arabia, we have China, and we have Hong Kong. And we thank you guys so very much. We thank you so very much for being a part of this Worldwide Gospel Connection as we go across this country, blessing and teaching and encouraging and inspiring and strengthening the people of God as they go along on their journey. Amen. Amen. I was sitting here today, and I was talking to God, as I always do before we start the broadcast, and I was asking God, what can I do today for the PSA? Because I really want to start doing, I don't want to do the PSA an injustice. I want the PSA to be a strength to the people as we go into it. And amen, I just want to make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to do as far as the PSA. Because PSA, if you really look at it, is public service announcement. Okay? Public service announcement. What we do is the public service announcement. It does the public a service, and it announces this thing as something to give them something to be aware of or strengthen, right? So listen, this is what God has started to share with me to do. This is what we're going to start doing. We're going to start doing a different type of PSA every single day. We're going to do a different PSA. And this is going to be something that we're going to start. And I believe it's going to bless the people. Amen. I believe it's going to bless the people. So this morning, our PSA is this. This is our PSA. Our PSA is be encouraged. Be encouraged. As Joshua got ready to cross over into the land flowing with milk and honey, God had a pep talk with him. And the words that he told Joshua was this. He said, be strong and of good courage. He said, be strong and of good courage. And now, if you read Joshua, if you read that passage of scripture in Joshua, it goes into quite a few verses as God is talking to him. And as he's talking to him, he's constantly telling him, be strong and of good courage. This morning, that's my message to you. This is my PSA to you this morning. Be strong and of good courage. Yes, your storm is great. Yes, the trials and tribulations are rough. Yes, you're going through a very rough time right now. The thing that you're in right now seems as if it's going to take your life. But listen, here's my strength to you this morning. Be strong and of good courage. Look at this situation as an opportunity for God to show up in your stuff. Continue to keep your head pressed toward the sky. The Bible tells us like this. It says for us to look toward the hills which come at our help, and our help comes from. So this morning, ladies and gentlemen, my brothers and my sisters, keep your head pointed toward the heavens. Keep your head pointed toward the sky. Turn your prayers from the woe is me, I'm losing it, I can't make it prayer, to one of those prayers to where you just begin to thank God. Turn your prayers into a prayer of thanksgiving. We're getting ready right now to go into the Thanksgiving season. Thanksgiving is next week. Is it a couple? Well, the week after next. And so this is an opportunity and a chance and a time for you to start reflecting on what God is already doing. And what God has already done and what God is going to step in and do. Don't worry about what you see, because the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen is eternal. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. We could be rose above this situation. Just be strong and of good courage on this morning. Know that the trial that you're in is nothing more than a test. As a kid, we used to hear that emergency broadcast system sounder. As a kid, those of you all who are old enough to hear, they still play it here every once in a while on television. But they used to interrupt our cartoons during the week. And if they played it on Saturday, they were always doing Kung Fu Theater when we were watching Tao Ming and Lao Mo. Said that they're fighting, and he was just getting ready to do the death strike to take him out. We hear that. Boop. That's what I want to do to you today. I want to interrupt your regularly scheduled program of what you're going through with this emergency broadcast system sound. Boop. Be of strong and of good courage. Keep your head up. Keep your heart up. Amen. God bless you. You guys have a great day. Listen. We're going to take a quick musical break, and we'll be back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Them streets, hard when it's a sermon to preach, hard when there's so to reach, hard when I end this hard, hard when I wreck a beat, hard when I sow a seed, never take it for granted what Jesus has done for me, hard when I hit them streets, hard when it's a sermon to preach, hard when there's so to reach, hard when I end this hard, hard when I wreck a beat, hard when I sow a seed, never take it for granted what Jesus has done for me. He came into this industry, time for the takeover, see, it's something about Jehovah, my life he done made over.
over. And yes, the gift from Jesus, it was given. Speaking verses like raindrops, the Holy Spirit has descended. And like Moses, I'm about to go possess the land. With the Bible like a glitch, wreaking havoc in the devil's plan. He didn't plan for me, thought he had me bound and shackled. Clubbing, stripping, and a life of homosexuality. But now I'm free, yes, I'm free indeed. Covered by the blood of Christ, rooted and grounded eternally. And yes, in me, I know it's hard to believe. Repented, forgiven, ambassador for Christ, doing a brand new thing. I'm called to the nation, set apart for good and worse. Reaching out for every sinner because of Christ, I know you're worth. No matter who you were or what you just tried to do, and Jesus is calling to. Best believe I'm coming for you. Hard when I hit them streets, hard when it's a sermon to preach, hard when there's souls to reach, hard when I end this hard, hard when I wreck a beat, hard when I sow a seed. Never take it for granted what Jesus has done for me. Hard when I hit them streets, hard when it's a sermon to preach, hard when there's souls to reach, hard when I end this hard, hard when I wreck a beat, hard when I sow a seed. Never take it for granted what Jesus has done. Every time you hear me, I'm speaking nothing but truth. I'm living proof of what the blood of Jesus can do. He took me as a sinner man, and now I'm living holy. Real, recognize real, a real testimony. You know attacked by the enemy, stealing my mother's milk. Or she couldn't stop what the Lord called me to. So now I'm lifting his name and screaming from the mountaintop, defeating every fiery dog. I will not stop. I'm a soul winner, now that's my calling. Not shopping for cribs at Blink so you can call me a baller. I love my father, and he is the greatest. There's nothing this world could offer me that could replace him. He sent his best to die for me and you, my friend. So give him your life, it's the least thing you can do for him. He's giving us everything, waiting for you at the cross. So won't you come and join the team? Can't you see he paid the cost? Hard when I hit them streets, hard when it's a sermon to preach, hard when there's souls to reach, hard when I end this hard, hard when I wreck a beat, hard when I sow a seed. Never take it for granted what Jesus has done for me. Hard when I hit them streets, hard when it's a sermon to preach, hard when there's souls to reach, hard when I end this hard, hard when I wreck a beat, hard when I sow a seed. Never take it for granted what Jesus has done for me. I know you never thought you'd see a day like this, when God would take the foolishness to impact the youth nicely. But I'm preaching Jesus, man. Righteousness is the plan for my life, and my life he has ordained. Yes, it's the life. It's blinding to your kids, cause the sin in your life is exposed by the wind. And I'm living proof that God can heal it, but it's up to you to accept the help of the Holy Spirit. He is healing all the hurts of my pain, standing on Satan's head in Jesus' name. And I ain't preaching nothing but Jesus' reign, and he's coming back for your life. You need to change. You never thought that the word was true, but the truth is in front of you. It's time for you to choose. I know you don't want to end up in hell. You want a life more abundantly. It's time to prevail. I go hard when I hit them streets, hard when it's a sermon to preach, hard when there's souls to reach, hard when I end this hard, hard when I wreck a beat, hard when I sow a seed. Never take it for granted what Jesus has done for me. Hard when I hit them streets, hard when it's a sermon to preach, hard when there's souls to reach, hard when I end this hard, hard when I wreck a beat, hard when I sow a seed. Never take it for granted what Jesus has done for me.
Welcome back, welcome back. I'm going to redo the scripture for this morning. It was Psalms 23 and 4. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I was told in the spirit that they couldn't hear me, so I had to be obedient and read it over again. Okay, now that song was played for this powerful woman of God that's supposed to come on here and cut a rug. As old people say, cut a rug. Apostle, are you there?
I'm here.
That song made me think of you, so I had to play that for your introduction. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Again,
good
as
morning.
Usual, thank you for being a blessing to us and being a blessing to the body of Christ. The floor is yours.
Amen. Amen. I want to thank Pastor Douglas and his lovely wife, Pastor Kashima. I love them so much. I really just, I'm always honored that they think of me because they don't have to. And so they've been there through some good times, some bad times, but they always been supportive. And so me and my husband will always support their ministry. And so I just wanted to share something with you that the Lord had been dealing with me this week. And it's something that I had dealt with my mentor group that I have called Broken by Grace. And so it was so funny. It started off with a phone call. Somebody called me to apologize for me being rejected and being discredited and them talking about my name. It was so funny to me. I had to laugh. And the person on the phone said, Apostle Sis, why are you laughing? And I said, because I don't even know what you're talking about. And he said, what you mean you don't know what I'm saying? I said, I don't even know. I didn't even know that I was a topic in the subject of someone else's, gathering. I had no idea. I said, so I have to laugh about it because I didn't even realize they were rejecting me. And so he said, you didn't is it that you don't care? I said, it ain't that I don't care. I don't care. But I do, it amazed me that you can be rejected and don't even know that somebody's rejecting you. And so it was some things that had been going on in my ministry that the Lord began to remind me. In the holiday season, people begin to go through all this, woe is me, I'm having depression, there's no one here, who do I have, oh my God, what am I going to do, my family this, my friends this. And it irritated me so bad. Because at the end of the day, me laughing at him about this, this somebody rejecting us, it didn't really bother me. But then it bothered me because some of my, some of the people who are close to me were starting to go through that same thing where people, they felt rejected, they felt isolated. And so that night, the Lord took me to John 15, starting at the 18th verse. And I want to read this in the Message Bible. I read it when the Lord gave it to me in the Amplified, but I want to read it this morning in the Message Bible. It says, if you find the godless world is hating you, remember it got its start hating me. If you live on the world's terms, the world will love you as one of its own. But since I picked you to live on God's term and no longer on the world's term, the world is going to hate you. When that happens, remember this. Servants don't get better treatment than their masters. If they beat on me, they will certainly beat on you. If they did what I told them, they would do what you tell them. They are going to do all these things to you because of the way they treated me, because they don't know the one who sent me. If I hadn't come and told them all this in plain language, it wouldn't be so bad. As it is, they have no excuse. Hate me, hate my father. It's all the same. If I hadn't done what I have done among them, works no one has ever done, they wouldn't be to blame. But they saw the God signs and hated anyway, both me and my father. Then he says, interesting. They have verified the truth of their own scriptures where it is written, they hated me for no good reason. And so when the Lord gave me that, it just really blessed me because I said, Lord, we go through all this persecution and we go through all this rejection, especially around the holidays. And the bad thing about it is when the world is the thing that's the entity that should be hating us, sometimes we find the very object of the rejection coming from the people within the believer circle. And so the Lord began to explain to me, he said, how do you think, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are that they can hate me and don't hate you? Who do you think you are that they can persecute me and they don't persecute you? Who do you think you are that they will talk about me but they won't talk about you? Who do you think you are that they won't allow me and and not lie on you. And he kept saying, I'm greater than you. So if they will lie on the thing that's greater than you, if the entity, the deity, the Godhead that's greater than you, and if they will reject me that's greater than you, they're gonna reject you. And so in my flesh, I was like, wow, you know, my God, really. When you think you somebody, God has to remind you that you're no greater than me. And the same rejection I got just for following God, just from being from my Father, is the same rejection you're going to get from that because you follow me. And just as they hated my Father, and because I follow him, they're going to hate me. And just as you follow me, and as he follows the Father, they're going to hate you too. There is no discrimination in hate. There is no bias. If they hate you, they hate you. They can't hate a little of you and not all of you. It's impossible. Like, I really hate this part of you, but I really love you. It don't mix. Hate and love can't be in the same bracket, in the same category. And so the Lord began to minister to me, and I begin to tell my mentees, I begin to tell them that in this season, we come to a place, especially in the holidays, the spirit of rejection, the spirit of depression, the spirit of victimism. We become victims of, oh, my family don't want to be around me. They say I'm too saved. They say I'm this. And I want to tell you this morning, so what? I want to tell you, it doesn't matter if you're rejected, because you are no greater than your master. And so because he was rejected, you're going to be rejected. And so I said, Lord, what are you trying to tell me? What do you want me to tell them? He said, I want you to tell them that rejection was necessary. And I posted that on my Facebook yesterday. Rejection is necessary. And I said, Lord, why is it necessary that we be rejected, we be defamed, we be talked about, we be beaten down? He said, it is necessary. Why? Because they rejected my son. Because, listen to me, people, because they rejected his son, because they lied on him, because they came against him, he said, it sent him to the cross. I said, okay, God, I understand. He said, well, the problem is people don't like rejection because they don't want to bear the cross. And because they don't want to bear the cross, they know what comes in the cross. In the cross comes death. You have to die to some things. And sometimes we as human fleshly beings don't want to die to the things God is trying to kill. And so what the Lord began to tell me is, he said, rejection is necessary to get you to the cross. Because without the crucifixion, there can be no resurrection. And so we don't want to go to the cross of Calvary. We don't want to be rejected because, first of all, it doesn't feel good. It doesn't make us feel good. We don't want people to defame our character on social media sites. We don't want them to talk about us in their congregations. We don't want them to talk about us among other people we know because we're afraid of what reputation it will give us. But I promise you, if you allow the resurrection to work, the rejection to work in your favor, you'll get to the cross and die to everything that they said about you. And I promise you, in your crucifixion, there will be a resurrection. The Bible says that Jesus died on the cross. He gave himself, he said, into thy hands, I commend my spirit. They put him in the tomb. When Jesus rose in 3 days, he rose with all power in his hand. I'm telling you, people of God, if you allow your rejection, if you allow their lies and their trolling and their torment to push you to the cross, to be crucified, you will rise up in power. Why? Because the same thing he's going, that Jesus endured, he said, you will endure. So that means the same thing that he gets, I get. If I endure the persecution, that means I get the power. If I endure all the lies and the talks about, guess what? I get the same thing that you get. There's a blessing in the rejection. So I begin to encourage them. I said, I know it's hard. A lot of them are away from their families. A lot of them have moved to follow and obey the voice of the Lord. And so people get weary in well-doing, and we get weary in things. And there are some things that has even come against our own ministry and our own name. And I said, Lord, why is this happening? Why is this rejection happening? And he said, I'm just trying to get you to the cross. I'm trying to get you to the cross. And then he said, because if they loved you, you'll be like them. So the reason they hate you is because you're like me. and you live your life according to me. But because they have decided to hate you, it is your validation that you are walking in your God-like manner. And so the Bible tells us in this verse, it says, if you find the godless world is hating you, remember, it's got its start hating me first. Then you want the first person that hate on. You want the first person they rejected. You want the first person they didn't want you. Oh, I know they don't want you to pray. They don't like your prayer. They don't like the way you sing. They don't like the way you clap, the way you play your tablet. They don't like nothing that you do. They don't like the way you worship. They do all these things to reject you. But the Bible says if they reject you and you are in the will of God, that must mean they are on the terms of the world. Let's just be real. Let's be honest, okay? Everybody ain't gonna like it. It's all right. I got people to support me and I got people who don't. It don't matter, but I'm going to give you this word. The word says, if you find the godless world is hating you. Remember, it got to start hating me. If you live on the world terms, the world will love you as one of his own. That means hate should have never been in the body. Hate should have never been among the church. Hate should have never been among the believers. Rejection should have never been amongst one another. We should be tightly knitted together. But because we have allowed the world to infiltrate our congregations and infiltrate our gathering places, we have started to live on the world's terms. What is the world's terms? To hate the righteous, to hate the godly. The Bible says it. It says, if you lived on the world terms, the world will love you as one of its own. But since I picked you to live on God's terms and no longer on the world's terms, the world is going to hate you. And so I said, Lord, this is a problem in the body, not just in our city, but globally. This is a problem in the body when we have people who are being rejected in the assembly of the gathering of the saints. And that's because, and the Spirit began to tell me, that's because we have welcomed the terms of the world into our assembly. And so now what the world has been doing to us, now we are doing to one another. And so now we are talking about one another. The Bible tells us to try the Spirit to see if it is of God. And so we don't try the Spirit to see if it's God's Spirit. We just hate them based off principles, characters, and what others have said. So we reject them based off what the world say rather than what God is saying. And so now we get in this place where around this time of the season, all people begin to carry a load, a weight of depression because they've been rejected all year, and now the holidays are coming up, and now we're celebrating our man-made holidays. I'm probably going to get people going to be mad about that, but we celebrate our man-made holidays and our man-made gatherings. And so we come together, and then now we realize we don't really have the people we thought we had. We don't have the people in our corner we thought we had. We don't have those friends that we thought we had all year. You thought you had friends. You thought they liked you, but then they're not inviting you to their potlucks, and they're not inviting you to their gatherings. And they know you here by yourself. And they know you you ain't got nobody. Your family lives far away. They know all those things, but they're not inviting you. And now you realize, because now you didn't took on the depression and all these things, and now you realize that now you have nobody. And so I want to encourage you and remind you, the same thing that you going through, Jesus had already, with things to rejoice in, is that in this crucifixion, there will be a resurrection. Because they can't kill you and you not rise. They can't kill a seed and it not grow a tree. They can't kill you and then you don't produce. What happens is, if you bury the seed will die. Once the seed dies, it grows. So they can't kill you and you don't resurrect. And so I want to tell you today that the more they come against you, the closer you get to the cross. The more they push you back, the closer you get to the cross. The reason a lot of us are experienced so much back and pushback is because we have not crucified ourselves to the cross. And let me tell you how I know that. okay, when this young man called me from another state to tell me, I want to apologize to you, Apostle Sis, because I've seen the things that people were saying about you, and I got a call and what they were saying and different things of that man. I want to apologize to you. And he said, and one of the things, the first thing I did, I laughed. I didn't chuckle. I didn't do a cute laugh. I belly gut laughed like somebody had told me a joke. And he said, "Why are you laughing?" And that's because I've been crucified with him. I don't care what they say. I appreciate when they talk about me. I appreciate when they come against me. I thank God that they rejected me from their clique. I thank God that they rejected me from their churches. I thank God that they rejected me from their inner circles. I thank God that the world has come against me. I thank God for it. Why? Because it pushes me to a place of my crucifixion. And I can't rise in power unless I first die to the thing that has bound me for so long. What is it? My flesh. That thing I was born into. That sin. All those things that have weighed me down. All those opinions that I've lived out. And when they told me you wasn't this, and Shika, you're not that, and you're not this, and you're not that, and you'll never be this, and you'll never be that, and you'll never be this, you'll never be that. And all those things, I had to take them to the cross. I had to die. I had to give them up. Why? Because it was a thing that was going to cause me to die to myself and raise me up in power. I can't raise up unless I'm down. I can't raise up unless I'm down. I can't get up unless I'm down. I can't get out the grave unless I've been buried in one. So their rejection threw dirt on me. Their rejection threw the dirt on my name. Their rejection threw dirt on my marriage. Their rejection threw dirt on my ministry. But I'm telling you, they were just burying the best part of, they was burying the worst part of me. So I had to rise up in the best part of me, which is what? The resurrection power of Jesus. And so as I begin to go on and I begin to say, okay, God, I get all of that and all of that sounds good. I know you get encouraged and you're like, yes, yes. But at the end of the day, I said, Lord, but I'm still by myself. I still ain't got my family around me. They ain't stopped talking. And, yeah, what are we going to do? And then he reminded me. He said, do you even know why they hating you? Because all the time you've been murmuring and you've been complaining and you've been whining and I'd encourage you and now you didn't get hyped. Now you're back in the same place because you don't understand why you've been hated on. Why have they rejected you? Why have they talked about you? And I'm so happy that somebody that I can't hear but only by way of the Spirit is asking, Lord, why? And I'm going to give you that answer. It says in John 15, then the 21st verse, they are going to do all these things to you because of the way they treated me. First of all, now I'm being treated cruel by association. Now they have treated me cruel by my association with Christ. That means I ain't did nothing to you. I did nothing to you. I ain't said nothing about you. Some of us have. Come on, just repent and let's move on. I ain't did nothing to you. I ain't said nothing about you. I ain't came against you. And you just hated me because of my association with the Master? I ain't said. Apostle Mashika didn't say it. The Bible says it. It says they are going to do all these things to you because of the way they treated me, because they don't know the one who sent me. So now, apostles and prophets, okay, we've been sent out by the one that they don't know or understand, and so now they're hurting me, and now they're hating me, and now they're rejecting me. And I know you're trying to figure out, hey, well, why are they doing it in the body of the believer? You know why? Because the Bible, it says at the beginning that it's the godless world will hate you. They have invited the world into their assembly. And so now the God who sent you, they hate not just on you, but they hated on him first. I'm going to give y'all a minute to think about that. They didn't invite the world into their gatherings. And so now what the world is doing, the church has begun to do against one another. And so instead of building us, in building up each other, what has happened is they have begun to hate on one another and reject one another. But there's encouragement in it. He said, if I hadn't come and told them all this in plain language, it wouldn't be so bad. As it is, they have no excuse. Hate me, hate my father. It's all the same. If I hadn't done what I have done among them, works no one has ever done, they wouldn't be to blame. But they saw the God signs and hated anyway. So now you saw the signs of God being on our lives. You saw the signs of God moving in miracle signs and wonders. You saw the signs of the supernatural. You saw the signs of it, and what happened was they begin to hate you because they didn't understand, you know what, why is Sister Girl, you know, can lay hands and heal the sick, and I can't? Or why can he, homeboy, prophesy the walls down and things manifest instantly? So what they begin to do, unknowingly sometimes, they begin to reject you by their words of questioning. Why you got it and they don't got it? Why he got it and I don't got it? And so they begin to reject you. But they still kiki and laugh in your face. Because most of the time, they don't even know they've been rejecting you by their words against you. But, okay. And so, we move on. It said, if I hadn't done what I have done among them, works no one has ever done, they wouldn't be to blame. But they saw the God signs and hated anyway, both me and my father. So now we talked about they didn't hate you because they didn't allow the world to come in. And so what the world should only be doing, the body of believers, the church should be a safe haven. Now it has become a place of warfare. Let me say it again. The church, instead of it being a safe haven for the people to come and run to get covered, to get healing and deliverance, it has now become a war room. And instead of us coming together, no matter what congregation we are in, no matter what affiliation we have in the body, no matter what we do, we should come together and love and support one another. What we have done was we gave an open door to the world, and the world has infiltrated the body of Christ and infiltrated our local assemblies. And so now what they're doing in the world, the church has begun to do. There is no difference. When I see some of you, I see the world. Why? Because our mouth has begun to speak against God, the people of God. And if we must remember, speak against them. If we reject them, we're rejecting the God who sent them. Okay. Now it says, at the end of it, interestingly, they have verified the truth of their own scriptures where it is written. They hated me for no good reason. You don't even have a reason to reject the people we reject. We don't even have a reason to come against them outside of what you think is wrong. You have no reason to reject them. So now you have come into agreement with your own law. That's what he just said. They hated me for no good reason. In other versions, it said they hated me without a cause. They hated you without a cause. You've been doing the work of the Father. Why are we rejecting people? Because they're doing the work of the Lord. How are you rejecting what God loves? How are you coming against what God has accepted? How are you speaking against what God has sent? And if you have no idea if God sent it, if you have no idea if God anointed him, how about you stay in your place of prayer, and because it ain't none of your business anyway, that who God sends or who he uses. How about we just stay in our own posture, do our own part, and if God say, this is what I have rejected, you reject it. If this is what I love, you love. But instead, we put our thoughts on God like we can supersede him, and we are no greater than him. We're no greater than he is. But we put all our stuff on him. We put all our hate on him. And then we have the audacity and the nerve to bring it into his house. And then we ask him to bless it. And then we pray over it. And then we try to bring it as an offering to him. I want to encourage you this morning. Honey, sir, ma'am, I don't care how much they reject you. I don't care how much they come against you. I want you to rejoice in the rejection, because it is about to get you to a place of the cross, and it's about to get you a place of your crucifixion. And I promise you, by way of God's word. If he resurrected Christ from the dead, he'll resurrect you again. And this time, when you come back up, when they see you again, when they look upon you again, when they open their mouth up against you again, I'm going to do like my sister says, Prophet Natina, I got three lies for the devil. H-A-H-A-H-A. That's all I got for him. He won't get nothing else out of me. I laugh at him. I laugh at his rejection. Why? Because I know it's just the Lord is trying to get me to die to something that I ain't died to. So every time somebody say, oh, this person talking about you, H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A, I'm giving you your laughs. Why? Because it's a blessing to be crucified. It's a blessing to be crucified with him. It's a blessing to be. It was good for me to be afflicted. That's what the Bible says. It was good for when they came against me. It was good when they talked about me. It was good when they rejected me. It was good. I'm telling you, it is good. Even in the season where you feel like you're alone, you feel like you have nobody, it is good that you are afflicted. Why? Because it puts you to the cross, to the place of your crucifixion, so that you can be resurrected again. My prayer is for you today is that you will allow your rejection to be your biggest victory, that you allow the thing that they said about you to be your biggest stepping stone. Baby, when they talked about our ministry, we gained 200 people in one day. The people start releasing, coming out. I want to get to know who you are. I'm like, Lord, this is foolishness. Somebody talking about us. Somebody saying the same stuff about us. And people asking us, how can I be connected? Oh, really? Really? You know what it reminded me of when we were in the world and you would see somebody, and I know some of y'all too deep for this, so I'm going to just, this is for the people who've been there, who ain't afraid to say they done smoked some weed and they done did some stuff. You used to be with your friends and get high, and then the stronger they choked, you would say, oh, that must be good. Let me try some. See, that's how I take rejection. Oh, my God. The more they talk about it, I'll be like, this guy, I got to be in the right place. I got to be doing the right thing. God, give me more of this. Give me more of this. Give me more. Give me more. I want more of it. Mm-hmm. And so I want to encourage you today, don't let that rejection become your stagnant. Let it become the thing that pushes you to the cross. And don't let their words become the thing that trip you up. Baby, you better step over them. You better use them as steps. You better take their words and build a staircase so up to the place that God is taking you. And so that's my encouragement for you today, that women, men, children, babies, whatever it is, whatever, who's ever bullying you, who's ever trolling you, who's ever talking about you, that rejection is necessary for the next place in God. It is necessary to get you to the cross. It is necessary to get you to crucifixion. It is necessary to get you to the grave. It is necessary for your resurrection. It is necessary that you will gain power through the rejection. And I thank you so much. May you be encouraged today, and may God's love can forever be about you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. What a word. You was talking to me this morning. You was talking, excuse me, you was talking to us this morning. So don't be trying to pay us back from the other day. Don't be trying to. Don't do it. Don't do it. Keep holding up the fence, Black Paul. Don't do it. Try to pay us back because you was all in our conversation, literally all in our conversation. So we know that's nothing but God and the divine connection that he has between us. Let me pray for you before you go, and also let the people know how they can contact with you. Father, as I come to you this morning, I ask you to give back what my sister gave out to your people this morning. Cover her, Lord, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Continue to send people for her to encourage, push the tatted up people, the piercing people, the red hair, green hair, yellow hair, orange hair, who need to hear a word from you, from someone that's similar to them. Continue to guide her and show her where to go, when to go, and how to approach the people.
Yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Tell
amen.
The people how to get in contact with you and the web page, the Facebook, so if they want to reach out to you.
Amen. They can reach out on our website. It is www.reservoirglobalnetwork.com. Or on my Facebook page, LaShika Johnson. We also have a Reservoir Global Network Facebook page. On Instagram, Reservoir Global Network. But the easiest way is like through my Facebook page and our website, which is reservoirglobalnetwork.com.
Your brother want to say something. You trying to work this phone. Pray for him. Just pray for him.
There we go.
Good morning.
Good morning, brother.
Listen, I was sitting up here and I was listening to what you were saying, and I'm just sitting up there. I'm just like in awe of what the Lord has laid inside of you to lay into the people of God on this morning. It was such a strength. It was such an empowerment. One of the things that God was revealing to me while you were speaking, and literally this was a teaching moment. This is what they would call one of those teachable moments for them to grab hold to. But one of the things that you spoke about, you were saying about hating what God hated. And God laid this scripture and says, God, teach me how to love what you love and how to hate what you hate. And if we learn how to love what God loves and hate what God hates, we'll be in the right line with God every step of the way. Yeah. Everything that we do, every place that we go. Because let me tell you, one of the worst things in the world is to underestimate the wrong person and to overestimate the right person. I mean, underestimate the wrong or the right person and underestimate the wrong person. Because if you sit back and you're sitting back and you're looking at these people and you're putting people on a pedestal, putting these people on these high realms and sit up there, oh, that's just the anointed right there. I can see the anointing all over their life. And then that'd be the very one that be sitting up there being with got all the gall in their mouth. That's the very one that sit up there slandalizing people's names. That's the very one that's running people's names through the mud. But then the one that we didn't let sit there and we didn't just underestimate it, they sitting there. And that's the one that's praying, not only just for the one that's sitting up there slandalizing and talking about people, but he's also praying for the ones, watch this, that's listening to that foolishness, saying, Lord, please let your spirit be revealed to them. Because that's what you taught us today. You said something that's my go-to line when I talk to people. Stay in your lane. If you learn how to stay in your lane, you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. When you learn how to stay in your lane, when you learn how to stay in the realm that God has put you in. I tell people all the time, when I first started preaching, prophets, woman of God, the apostle, listen, when I started preaching, I was chasing after the preacher that had that conversation when you be on there, and I know he's all right. You know, I was trying to get that harmonetics and hermeneutics down with that. And God began to show me. He said, Who you preaching to? I said, huh?
Come on.
He said, who you preaching
Come
to?
Come on.
I said, I'm preaching to the people. He said, I ain't tell you to preach like that. He said, preach like Come I taught on. You how to preach. And that's one of the greatest things that we need to learn in the body of Christ is how to stay in the place that God has called us to stay. When we learn how to do that, when we learn, and this is the thing, learn how to embrace in places that feeds you. Learn how to embrace those places that feed you.
Come on.
If you don't embrace in those places that feed you, guess what you're going to wind up doing? You're going to wind up being a malnutrition church, a malnutrition Christian. That's what I taught on Sunday, talked about the malnutrition church. How we're chasing after all this stuff, chasing after all these people, chasing after all these words. And we're chasing after this stuff. And the crazy part about it is we're chasing after it. And what us chasing after, what we wind up doing is we're chasing after smoke and mirrors. And they're not even and we're thinking that we're in that right place and we're really not. You this morning, you blessed the people this morning. You gave them what they needed this morning. It wasn't what they wanted. It was that castor oil message.
Go ahead on and swallow it on down and get you some orange juice. Get your orange okay. juice chaser. Go and chase it down with that orange juice. You're going to be okay. Look, she said it's man-made holiday y'all celebrate. I sit back. I say I love Christmas. I love Thanksgiving. But all it is just another day. Because we have taken the Christ out of Christmas so long ago. Christ ain't even in Christmas no more. It's about the PS5. It's about the G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip. It's about.
Wait. I'm sorry. There's no G.I. Joe.
Listen. I just told my age, but I'm straight. The G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip. The Barbie car. You know, it's not even. Back in the day, we used to pray before we did all. Before we don't even do that no more.
No,
it's a whole different ball game. It's a whole different ball game. Yeah. Woman of God, listen, I can keep on going. You know, I got.
You know,
I could talk. But listen, God bless you. Thank you so much. We appreciate you so very much.
I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
And we love you so much. We love you. You yes. and my brother. We y'all, you know, we can't wait to get back to Dallas and be unofficial. We need to be unofficial.
Right.
We need to be unofficial. We don't need nobody around us. See, because they're going to be judging us.
Yeah, right. Because how dare you be real? How dare you be real?
Yeah. They're going to be judging us because, you know, we need to get together and be unofficial. It's going to be, we need to get together. We need to set aside some time where we can do some of us. So, listen,
Absolutely.
God bless you, woman of God. Listen, tell my brother I say hello, and we will most definitely be in contact with you. I'm going to turn it back over to your sister.
Okay.
Hey, again, thank you so much for coming on and always being the yes that I need to hear. I definitely appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. I'm not going to get emotional because you know I'm a crybaby. So I love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it but love me back. We're not going to hold you up. I'll talk to you soon. We're going to go to a quick commercial.
Yes.
Love you, sis.
Love you.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words. Love is felt most.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
You are. But
I had my share
of
love abuse. Manipulated. And its strength.
Misused. And
I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored
me
because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love
is patient.
Love
is kind.
Love
is felt most
when
it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through, that I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because great is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me. My character, my integrity, but it would not fall, would not bend, won't compromise. God favored me. I spoke life and prosperity. I even spoke health. He favored me. They whispered about me. They conspired against me. They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored me. My character, my faith in God, he faith in me. It will not fall, not going to bend, won't compromise. I speak prosperity, and I speak health. In question, but he favored me. I promised him that I wouldn't compromise, although I was going through. And I spoke life, and I spoke prosperity, and I spoke health. But I want you to know tonight you got faith.
God favors me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
God favors me.
Attack your character, attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
God favors me.
Touch your neighbor, encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it, tell them I got it. I can say it. Praise God. Thank God, everybody. One more time, everybody, lift your voice all over this world and say, God favors me.
It seems like it's never. you gotta take. Say, you provide the spirit.
You provide.
Provide the spirit.
Provide.
Welcome back. Welcome back to World Gospel Connection. Well, it's time for the Overcome Scripture. Welcome back. Welcome back to World Gospel Connection. Probably because my volume was low. The Overcome Scripture is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Again, if you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen, amen, amen. Listen, one of the most powerful things that we can obtain is the safety in our Lord and Savior. Our safety in our Lord and Savior. That passage of Scripture is so profound in its saying, because it gives us the understanding that even though our situation or circumstance may not line up like we want it to line up, it may not come together like we want it to come together. We may be in a place of captivity right now, but can I help you real quick? Can I give you that voice? Can I be the voice of encouragement on this morning to you? This passage of Scripture is designed to free you. This passage of Scripture is designed to free you. Amen. This is designed to free you. It's designed to set you free. Amen. To set you free. Here is your opportunity to be set free from the opinions of others. Here's your opportunity to be set free from whatever it is that is bombarding your life. Because once you receive Christ in your life, you are now you now have liberty. You now have liberty. You're free from the opinions and all this other stuff. You're free from the sin that so easily besets you. You're free from that. So when you accept Jesus Christ into your life, God does one of the most important things that he can do for you, and that is give you the understanding that right now the place that you're in, it no longer matters. It no longer matters. Amen? So this morning, this is what I want to do for you. I want to do this. I want to invite you in to this declaration. I want to invite you into this declaration. And when you come into this declaration, it's going to be very simple. It's not going to be complicated at all. I'm going to invite you into this declaration. When you're invited into this declaration, this is what I want you to do. This is what I want you to come to the realization of, that once you come into this declaration, you are no longer captive by the thing that you're in. You have the freedom to walk out of it now. You have the freedom to walk out of it now. So watch this here. As the scripture has already been read, let us declare that over your life right now. Those of you all who would like to receive that this morning, this is an invitation. This is just an invitation to you, for you to come on and be a part of the body of Christ. So I'm going to just pray. I'm going to decree that scripture over your life, and you just receive it. It's just that simple. It's not complicated at all. It's not complex at all. It's not difficult at all. When you come into that place of understanding, saying, okay, God, I see where you're coming from. I understand what you're saying now. I understand my place now. Amen. I understand my place now. Just surrender tonight, this morning. Just surrender this morning. And watch. Watch how God move in your life. Amen. Come on. Come on. It's really simple. Pray this prayer with me. Pray this prayer with me. Just connect with it. Just receive it as we begin to pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we come to you thanking you, first of all, God, for being God and being God all by yourself. Father, we thank you for the life, Lord God, that is on the other end of this prayer. God, as they come in to submit themselves under your hand, under your power on this morning, God. God, I pray as we begin to just declare this decree over their life, God, that they receive from you, God, rest, freedom, strength, the ability to overcome in the place where the enemy thought that he had him captivated in. So, Father, we pray right now, God, that they believe in their hearts, they confess with their mouth that Jesus is Lord, and they are now saved. We speak this in the mighty name of Jesus over their lives. Father, as they leave this makeshift altar that has been created today for them to come and surrender their lives to you, God, we pray that you will refresh them in their minds, in their hearts, and in their spirits, in the mighty and rich and matchless name of Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God bless you is our prayer. Grace and peace be multiplied in your life. Even now as you go into your day today, know that God is not only able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. When we learn how to surrender, amen, when we learn how to surrender unto the mighty hand of God, that we're able to know that all that we go through is nothing but a test. I shared that on with you this morning about Joshua getting ready to cross the Jordan, going into the land flowing with milk and honey, to be encouraged. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. This morning, to those that are under the sound of my voice, be encouraged. Yes, the storm is real. Yes, the heartache is real. Yes, the pain is real. But be encouraged and know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. Now, we have three keys that we want to share with you on this morning. We have the three keys that we want to share with you this morning. Once we share those three keys, we'll be back, and we'll just go from the next phase to that. Amen? So here's the three keys for you this morning. Amen. The first key is get you a Bible. Get you a really good Bible. Once you get you a really good Bible, the reason for this is that you want to have the Word of God apply to your life on a day-to-day basis. This new walk that you're in, you're gonna need some strength, and that Word of God is gonna need some strength. Amen. The next thing is find you a good church home. Find you a good church home. Right now, with the pandemic, a lot of churches are doing it online. So browse online. Try to find you a church home online that is actually that's doing it. Some are going in, but they're practicing the social distance. So let us do the same. Those of you all who are going inside of churches right now, remember to practice safe distance, social distancing, wear your mask. Mask up is important. And the next thing is that follow after someone. When you get to the church, get to a church, follow after someone whose heart and mind is in line with what they're saying in their message. Watch their life outside the pulpit. Amen. I'm just helping you. I'm just telling you the truth. Watch them on the outside of the pulpit. See what their lifestyle is like on the outside of the pulpit. Because if your life in the pulpit and the life outside the pulpit, if they don't line up, you're going to have some problems. You're going to have some problems. Amen. That's just what we want to share with you on this morning. Know that not only is God able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask. I think he will be there for us, but we have to make sure that we make ourselves aligned and available in that place, so when he speaks to us, we'll know what we're seeing and what is being said to us is lining up with what we said. Amen. Also remember, the Abba House International is the church that co-pastor Douglas, co-pastor and myself, pastor, we pastors of Abba House. We do a virtual online service. Please feel free to join us every Sunday for Sunday morning service at 10:15. We also have our viral Bible study, which starts at 7:15 on Wednesday nights. On Tuesday nights, and we have intercessory prayer virtually on Monday nights at 6 o'clock. So those of you all who are looking to be a part of something going on, please feel free to join us. Please feel free to join us. Get on board with the Abba House International. You can go to the Abba House Facebook page, friend us there, and we'll be glad to be give you the right hand of fellowship over the phone. Amen. That's what we'll do. Just message us on the inbox, and on Messenger, and let us know, Pastor Lady Douglas, we want to be a part of the Abba House, and this is my number, and we'll go from there. Amen. We'll go from there. Also, those of you all who would like to sow on this morning to sow into the Abba House International, please feel free to do so. I'm sorry, Abba House International, all the Worldwide Gospel Connection. You can go to the Cash Apps that's available. Both of the Cash Apps that are available are the Abba House, $TheAbbaHouse, or you can also go to $WGC2020. You could go there, and you can also sow your seed there. The seed of $25 is what we ask for. If the Lord lays it on your heart to give more, you can give more. Or if the Lord lays on your, or if the Lord just lay on your heart to sow a seed, just sow a seed. Whatever seed you sow, we will take that seed and we will sow that seed back into the kingdom. That's what we do. We take your seeds as you sow it into us to sow it into the kingdom to make sure that there are others that are on the outside that receive and is built into that kingdom, built up on the through the kingdom of God. Amen. We're also doing a blanket drive. We're doing a blanket drive. Those of you all who would like to sow into the blanket drive, please feel free to sow into the blanket drive. You can do it financially, or you could do it with a physical gift of a blanket. We're taking those blankets and we're going to distribute them out to the homeless. When we get that blanket, we're going to distribute out to the homeless. We're going to do that. We are looking forward to being able to share that with the body, to be able to go out and share just in this season of giving, not only just a season of giving, but a season of giving back. Amen. It's time for the body of Christ to give back. And so that's what we're doing as far as that. Now, also remember, Lady Douglas, baby, is the core of gifted gifts. Those of you all who are looking for a relaxing bath experience, please feel free to go to Core of Gifted Gifts. And you could go there by going to her email address at coregiftedgifts@gmail.com. That's coregiftedgifts34@gmail.com. You can also call. That number is 346-381-8751. That number again is 346-381-8751. Those of you all who are looking for a relaxing bath experience, that Calgon taking away moment, Cora Gift the Gift Bath Bombs is the perfect gift this holiday. She has a sale that's going on right now, a 2 for $7 and a 3 for $10. She also has a gift basket that she will put together for you guys, a gift basket of $25. That will be a very nice gift basket. She is giving those. She's selling those also for $25. Those of you all who are looking for that perfect Christmas gift, this could be your one-stop shop right here for you to get all your Christmas gifts needs together right here at Cora Gift and Gift. Remember, you can inbox her at CoraGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. That's CoraGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. You can also go to 346-381-8751. That number again is 346-381-8751. You can get in contact with her through the Gmail and also through that telephone number. That number also receives text. You could text her your request, and she will make sure to get in contact with you and let you know what she has available for you as far as the different bath bombs and scents and all that is concerned. And there are some fantastic bath bombs, and then you'll be glad you did yourself that favor. Amen. Listen, we thank you guys so very much for being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection on this morning. We love you so very much. And we pray that God's grace and peace is with you always. It is our prayer, it is our decree over your life. In the mighty name of Jesus is our prayer. Amen, amen, and amen. Look, we look forward to you guys joining us again on next week. I'm sorry, on tomorrow for Freestyle Friday, on tomorrow for Freestyle Friday, and then on next week. We look forward to you guys joining us next week. Thank you again so much for being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We love you with the love of the Lord. And remember always that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Only thing we have to do is continue to look toward the hills which come at our help, and our help comes from the Lord. Amen. God bless you. You guys have a great day.
Put your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the
things that you have done.
Have done.
Look at him and tell him, yes,
I'm
grateful.
I'm grateful for
the victory that we've won. Tell him I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Oh.